know that there is something magical inside of you, but you don't know how to uncover it? The Heart Sing podcast is dedicated to just that, helping you put yourself first and figure out what lights you up. I'm your host, Addie B, aka Slayer of Namaslayer, and through my journey of losing nearly 100 pounds, uncovering the magic of my soul, and building the life of my dreams, I'm leaving no stone unturned in the process of self-discovery. And I'm here to share it all with you, so let's get started.
Welcome, Heart Singers, to the Heart Sing Podcast. Addie Beal here. And you guys, I thought we were out of Mercury retrograde, but yesterday I recorded the podcast and I lost it. And this actually has not happened to me before. And I was like, okay, it's just meant to be, whatever, everything happens for a purpose. And then, of course it did, because this morning I made it even better and I decided to make you guys a little freebie to go along with it, because I've been doing so much of this work lately with coaching groups, with myself, with, you know, my clients, just seeing us really struggle with changing our thoughts in the moment, like really getting ourselves to show up for those things that we really want to do. So this tool is going to help you do that. So I'll put a link in the show notes or head over to Addie Beal. You can always email me if you can't find it for some reason. I'll get this to you. It's a daily brain trainer. So we're going to get into this today and a little bit about Prey and Shreya. I know if you're a longtime Heart Sing podcast listener, you love talking about Prey and Shreya. It's good fun. So I'll tell the story again briefly for you guys that don't know who that Prey and Shreya is and why you care and how this can help us on our journeys to creating our future selves that are full of just happiness, joy, love, health, all of that, right? And so as I've been coaching people this week, it's just really been like, you know, we see ourselves go off and do these things that are almost feel like out of our control. You know, I feel really committed the night before. I want to go do it. And then when I go to show up for it, I just don't show up. You guys can identify with that, right? And a lot of us come from the life coach world where we've been working with life coaches. We understand that our thoughts are causing it, right? You can understand that you have a thought that creates a feeling that therefore creates an action. And if you don't know that, don't feel. I didn't know that until I was 46. I was like, what? Why didn't nobody ever teach me this shit, right? Like, come on. So if you're new to this, then, you know, you're right where you're supposed to be. And this is great, because the first step in this is to really increase your awareness of that you are not the thinker of your thoughts. You're the observer. You're seeing these thoughts happen, and that you have control over, you know, your thoughts in each moment. So we're never victims of our circumstance, right? There's always another choice. And so that's the first thing we want to talk about, is bringing awareness, and then really planning ahead of time is the other key thing I have done on my quest. And I'm going to give you guys some examples of that today. And then also some ways you can stop yourself in the moment. Like, what are some of these things that you can do to interrupt the cycle so you can start making more of these choices, and understanding that it takes practice for us to continually make these choices that take us to this next version of ourselves that we want to become. And we're not going to be perfect all the time, right? It's not going to happen. You're going to have times you don't show up. You're going to have times you might do the brain trainer in full and your monkey brain is still like so much stronger than your smart brain is, right? Like how it's talking it through. So I'm going to bring to you today Prey and Shreya, and we're going to talk about doing the brain trainer, like how you can start to train your brain. I get the asses, but I don't know how to stop myself. Like, when's it happening? I can talk about it after. And that's another way to increase your awareness, right? If you're someone that does thought models, for example, or reframing your thoughts, or if you're a journaler, to look at the situation and write about after will absolutely increase your awareness, or talk with your coach or your groups or post in a group. Like, all of those things are increasing your awareness along the way. And they're things I've done since the beginning. I mean, I've been out loud sharing my journey since almost the beginning. I just started saying, screw it. I'm just going to tell the world I'm just being me. And I'm just like going all out, saying everything. And I got to tell you, I think that brought so much awareness to my thought, because I'm going to have to tell you about it after, right? And so I want to share with you my client, Shannon. I'm going to share with you a post she wrote and tell you where this came out of, that she just had such a good coaching session and some ahas out of it. So I'm going to read you her Instagram post because I know she loves me to share all her stuff. She doesn't mind. You can go follow Shannon at Loving Myself Healthy, and it's L-U-V-I-N, Myself Healthy. She's really great at sharing her weight loss quest and everything she's going through. So that's always kind of fun. But she said, I had the best coaching call tonight. We were reworking my AM habits and envisioning what habits I want to create this summer. And she said, I offered the best advice and guided her through doing a deep dive of her morning habits. Like, we really took her habits and ripped them apart, because she... Where this came from was, she was really wanting to make exercise in the afternoon a habit, and she kept not showing up for it. And we had planned the week before, okay, I'm going to pack the bag. We did like all the habit setup stuff for it. And yet there was still some breakdown. So as her coach, I'm getting into, okay, where are the thoughts breaking down? And we figured out that, and this is why it's so helpful to have a coach, you guys, or have someone you talk through this stuff. She was scripting her day. She does the Me First Guide Planner, but she also scripts her days. And if you've ever done that before, it's kind of like you're writing in paragraph. And I do a lot of this in my morning pages, right? You're writing with intention. You're seeing what your day is going to be about, and you're showing up. And I said, well, did you script yourself going to work out? And she's like, yeah, but I do it the night before. And I'm like, oh my gosh, there we go, right? She's like all excited the night before. She's scripting, seeing herself, but she's not doing it in the morning. And she was getting in her email too early, and meditation was too late in the stack. So we spent the day like really trying to think, how can we help the mind make, recommit to that decision you made the night before? Because it's like, she was sorry. As soon as she got up, she knew she wasn't going to work out. You know, the night before, she's going, she's got her bag packed, all the things are good. Does this sound familiar to any of you guys? I'm sure it does. So she said, you know, I'm also ready for the temper tantrum my brain is going to throw me in the morning, but when I make some changes to my routine. But she's ready, and she talked through it. And this got me thinking, her feeling ready for it, and her, she might surprise herself and her brain not even have a temper tantrum because we did this process together. And I think it's almost even more powerful when you put the pen to paper, which is why I made the PDF for you guys. It's super simple. All you're going to do is come up with that situation for, like, so for Shannon, for example, it was exercise, right? What is your brain going to give you crap about, right? Like, not wanting to do today. And it was like, for her, exercise for sure. And then writing down all those thoughts that are going to come up and not want you to do it. So I made a sample for you guys in there too. And some of the thoughts I just jotted down quick were, you have too much work to do. You're going to have to stay late. I'm so tired. I can't possibly work out now. I'll start tomorrow. It's going to hurt too much. I haven't worked out in so long. Why bother? You know you won't stick to it anyway. This resonating with any of you guys? Are any of those thoughts? Oh, wait, here's my favorite one. Just think, we can go home and have pizza and watch Netflix, right? Yeah, let's do that. Does this sound familiar to you guys? I'm sure we all have thoughts like this. I've been going through a lot of this myself lately because I'm doing this juice cleanse. And I am, it's all fruits and vegetables. And I'm not hungry, you guys. It's tons of food, but the monkey wants all the stuff. The monkey brain wants the ice cream. You know, this is where Preya and Shreya come in, like Preya, that road of like not toward my highest health. I'm doing this cleanse for a reason. I'm getting these heavy metals out of my body. I'm really looking to heal my skin, heal eczema for the first time ever. Like, really think I've found a path to do that. And it's going to take a lot of detoxification. And when I put these things in it, it slows it, right? It bogs down my liver. It bogs down all these things. I know all the reasons not to eat that stuff. But Preya, or the monkey brain, right, comes in, and it's like sexy, right? It's like, ooh, think how good that ice cream's going to taste going down. It's so cool. I got to stop talking about it. It's making me want it. So anyhow, you guys, so those were the thoughts I came up for exercise. And this is an example. So when you download the PDF, you'll be able to get this example too and start practicing doing some of this yourself. So then I'm like, okay, what's your smart brain going to say back to it? So you actually rehearse this ahead of time. You know what your brain's going to tell you later in the day. You guys know it, right? So you're gonna sit down, you're gonna come up with all those thoughts. I'm too tired, I can't work, I'm a failure, I've never been able to, whatever it is in your brain. And then on the other side of the paper, you just write your rebuttal. What are you gonna tell your monkey brain when it says those things? So here's a few that I came up with. The work will be there. We're gonna show up for ourselves today. I will feel so good once I get there. Hey, every vote in the bucket is one of my new habits counts. So I'm going to get it in today. I'm going to be so proud of myself for going, why not me? This time I'm going to keep showing up and making better decisions every time I can. And this is one of those times. I'm choosing me today. If you want pizza and Netflix so badly, you can do it after the workout. This actually works for me, you guys, because I never want it after. I'm not sure that for everybody's brain that's a good bribe, but it's gotten me through a lot of stuff. Like, I used to use that when it was I'd be wanting to go to a happy hour or something. I'd be like, listen, if you go to yoga and you still want to go so badly, then you can go to happy hour or you can go out for your walk. You know, if you just stop and meditate, if you still want to go to happy hour, then you can go. And I never wanted to go after I do those things. So then I'd see my monkey brain start to come up with really wanting me to stop from doing it because it knew it wasn't going to get there to that thing. It's like hanging on by a thread because it wants to keep you playing small, you guys. It wants to keep you all fluffy. It doesn't want you to like exit this safe little environment you've created for itself. And then the next step you do. So that's what you're going to do in this process, right? You're going to say what's your brain going to give you crap about seeing getting through today. And then your monkey brain thoughts, your smart brain thoughts, and your tactics to overcome. So, you know, I'm going to have my gym bag packed. I'm going to have signed up for the class. So there's no obstacles, right? So I don't have any physical excuses. I'm making it easy for myself. However, if I don't get changed, I'm going to want to go home and Netflix when I get to the car, right? So I'm going to stop. I'm going to change at work if I can. I'm going to stop and breathe. I'm going to go post on Facebook. I'm headed to the gym and post to my groups, wherever I can put it out there to just stop for a minute and reinforce my commitment for myself. This happened. I used this process back when I was when I had decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to just go on a booze break for a while because I do great all week. And then I hit the weekend. I drink too much. I eat too much. And then it's downhill from there. Right. And then it was like I was battling the same 5 pounds every, I'd lose 4 pounds during the week and I'd gain 4 on the weekend. So it was like I wasn't making any progress. And I knew for me, that was something I wanted to do. So when I decided to go to my first event that sober, and I'm talking like one of these big awards banquets that like I have never been to one sober, right? It was like experiencing all this stuff for the first time, not having alcohol and just kind of numbing that uncomfortable feeling you get sometimes when you're a room full of people that you're having to talk to and socialize with, and maybe you don't know, or, you know, you all of these emotions that you're feeling for the first time if you've like kind of numbed them out before. And so I did this process before going, and it was so amazing because I just sailed through the day. I had already thought of everything my brain was going to tell me, right? Like people were going to try to buy me drinks. What was I going to say? What was my brain going to say? Oh, just one won't hurt, right? I had thought of all the thoughts ahead of time, and I came back with all the reasons from my smart brain why we weren't going to. And I've done this repeatedly over and over throughout the years. I just did it yesterday. So wanting to go to yoga, right? Like I booked yoga, 6 p.m. yoga, and all day my brain was like, oh, we shouldn't go. You're too tired. You should work. You should do this. You should do that. You got to finish the podcast. All of the things. And my smart brain all day long was going, you're going to feel so good when you get there. You signed up for this. You want to keep using it. I was like, I just kept going back and saying and thinking about how good I was going to feel when I was on my yoga mat. That's enough for me. Sometimes you need a reward on the other side of your habit for it to be enough for you. Right? Like you want to figure out what that thing is for your brain. That started to work with me and my mountain when I first got out there and started hiking. I would be like, you know what? Oh, Ad, if you just get up, you can catch the sunrise on the mountain. You know how good you feel when you're up there and you put your feet in the earth. And it was, but it took time to build that to where I looked forward to it just for the feeling, just like with meditation. Sometimes you have to show up for the habit, even when it might not feel good. And you need to find those thoughts for you that are going to get your ass out the door, or get you to sit there and show up. Because the more times you show up for that habit, the more you become that person who is. You know, believe, become, be. We start with the belief, like you can do it, right? Like you can get there. You start to see who you are. And then that becoming part is showing up for those habits and creating that self-discipline that we might have spent a life letting the monkey run the roost, right? So let me tell you the story of Preah and Shreya, in case you have not heard the story, or you're like, what's she talking about, Preah, Shreya? Because I did add this on the worksheet a little bit too, about the path of Preah and the path of Shreya. So this goes back to an old parable, one of my favorite Indian spirituality books, Upanishads. And the one I read and listened to is, translated by Ishwan Schwarin. I think that's his name. And in here, he tells, and I've told this story a few times on the podcast, so I'm gonna go again, because I know you guys love Preah and Shreya. I hear you, and every time I talk to you guys, you're here about the podcast, you're like, oh, Preah, Shreya. So let's go at it again. It never hurts to refresh on this, on why, you know, and this gets into the bigger questions of life, you guys. Like, why are we here? Why are we doing this? Why does it even matter to show up and make a better decision for yourself? Where is that path possibly leading you? And so Nachiketa is this teenage boy who gets in this fight with his father. And his father basically tells him, I'm going to send you to death, right? I'm going to kill you. And Nachiketa knows he doesn't mean it. Dad doesn't mean it, because it's, you know, just something he said out of anger. But Nachiketa gets thinking, and he's like, he's an unusual teenage boy, but yet a teenage boy, right? Like, he's got all this bravado in the world, and very inquisitive, and thinks he can do anything, all of that stuff that as teenagers we possess. And then over our lifetime, we shove it down with thinking we got to put our greatness and lock it away. So he's this, upstart teenager, and he decides to go into meditation and seek the king of death and find out the solution for life, right? Don't you want to know that? What is the key for life? Like, why are we here? I want to know the key to living a fulfilling life. And so he goes seeking the king of death, and he goes through a couple different parables first, and then they get to talking about, well, he, king of death says, well, this is all you need to know about life to head to freedom, ultimate self-actualization, where you are free from this body. Because Nachiketa's like, listen, you can give me all these things, because king of death's trying to bribe him, right? Like, I'll give you like 100 cows and 100 women, and you'll live forever. And Nachiketa's like, I see people that have all that stuff and aren't happy. I already know that's not the path. What do you think, I'm stupid? He's like, I want to know the secret to death, the secret to life and death. Like, don't try pulling one over on me, king of death. And king of death chuckles. And he's like, all right, you're a worthy student, right? And so I'm like, yeah, he is. Because I was like, yeah, give me 100 cows and a fleet of, people to serve me. Why not? So anyhow, the king of death decides he's worthy to know the secret of life, right? And he says, Nachiketa, what you humans need to know is that you are not your body. You are not the senses. You are not the one that is receiving these things, right? You are the experiencer of this. And how this works is like this, you know? Let's say, you know how a chariot runs, and it's, you know, I like to picture like a Cinderella carriage, you know, and it's got the five horses out front, and it's got the driver holding the reins to the horses and the carriage. And then we've got little Cinderella inside, or whoever you want to be inside. Put your little highest self princess inside, okay? And, you know, he says, we are in existence, right? You need to understand this first. The horses are your five senses. These are the things that are out there gathering up all the data that we are bombarded with today, right? Like all the media, all your social media, right? Like all the food you see, just going out, driving by your fast food restaurants, tasting food, feeling food, like a way you bring in through all your senses, things that are coming into your life, right? This is how it's fed into our bodies through these five senses. And then the reins are your mind. This is what is carrying the information into our intellect, which is the driver up on top, right? So the reins are your mind. And then the driver is your intellect, which is holding the reins, right? So ultimately, your intellect has the discernment, has the ability, like we have the ability, like no other beings on the planet, to make decisions. And this is what the intellect is able to do. But the intellect is so bombarded from the horses, and they're just kind of out there running wild. Like, you know, like we're just like bing, bing, bing all over the place. And this is why single-minded focus can help so much. Like with meditation, like really focusing in on one thing and learning to focus your mind can be really helpful. But so, and then the chariot is your body. So, you know, the casing of the whole vehicle is your body. This is what is housing all of these things. And inside that is your highest self, is your prana, is your spirit, is your soul, right? Like without all of these things, who are you? It's that energy, that high, whatever you want to call it, spirit, highest self, your soul, that part of you. And I think I was like 46 when I started this, and I started meditating, and maybe I was 45, somewhere around there. And I didn't ever realize that I wasn't the thinker of my thoughts, right? That I guess I knew I could see my thoughts, but I didn't really think about it. You know, think about the power of that, you guys. You can see what you're thinking. So who are you if you're seeing what you're thinking? That's the person inside the chariot, right? And this is the one that's here for the ride, the experiencer, just here for the experience, just here to have fun. If we think about it like that, like about this being a stage to just have fun, like this body, this ego self is gone in a blink of an eye, but our eternal souls get to rock on and have fun experiencing things forever, right? Like whatever we're out there choosing to experience, and we all are choosing to experience whatever we are right now. And I remind myself with this battle with my skin all the time right now is what are the lessons I'm learning in here? And I can tell you, I'm already seeing so many beautiful things coming out of my skin being jacked up. I'm cleansing my body. I'm detoxing from heavy metals that I guarantee you we all have in there, and I wouldn't be motivated to do unless for this. And it's probably going to help me health-wise down the road. It's also helping me get to that end self where I said food is fuel, right? Like my skin is a vehicle to help push me to get there because I'm trying everything and doing this cleanse. I've never eaten this clean. I mean, I did this thing called Fit for Life back in the 90s. I think I was telling someone else, and possibly back then, but not to this extent, and just really getting clean and getting flushed out in my body. So anyhow, you got the idea of the body and the vessel, and you're the soul inside, right? So, and wherever you are on the path of understanding this, don't worry. You're not alone. It just starts with a basic awareness of starting to see your thoughts. And this, you can do this through the life coaching, through reframing your thoughts, through just even talking about your thoughts. Sit there and notice you can see your thoughts. Right? And so the King of Death says, listen, and here's what you need to know, Nachiketa. Listen up, you guys. This is the big secret to life. There's only two paths. There's two paths in every moment. There's the path of Preya and the path to Shreya. And Preya is that sexy bee, right? Like everything, these are Sanskrit words, and there's not a real good English definition, but the closest is things that bring you pleasure, right? Pleasure to the senses are Preya. So all those things that taste so good that are horrible for you, right? Like the quick sugar dope hits and all of that stuff. Those things like overeating, gluttony, all of that stuff, right? That's Preya, but she's sexy, right? She's like, oh, you know, you just want a little bit. Oh my God, think about that butter covered popcorn at the movies with the big fat Coke. And, you know, she's the one that's like, oh my God, it's so fun. You know, let's go have a bunch of drinks with all our friends. Look at how fun and free they all look, you know? And then you got the marketing people on top of it that aren't helping solidify any of that, right? Like, totally. So that's Preya. That's the path of Preya. So anytime you see yourself headed down there, you can be like, oh, not today, Preya. Not today. And then Shreya is not quite so sexy, right? Shreya is pretty neutral, you know, but she's very like, hey, you know, this is for our health, you know? I want to be healthy when I want to live long. I don't want to get cancer and die. And I don't want, you know, all of those things. That's a little more Shreya, which can seem like not sexy. And, you know, it's like going to the gym, knowing that the benefits are there on the other side of you starting to lift weights and stuff, but it's much more sexy to go home and watch Netflix and relax and put your feet up because, oh, you deserve it. That's Priya, right? And she's a really good salesperson. Shreya isn't such a good salesperson, right? Shreya's just over here telling you how it is. And most of the time, you don't even want to hear Shreya. You're like, Shreya, we're just not going to listen to you today. I'm going to turn you off until something happens, like your face blows up in a bout of eczema. Then you're like, all right, Shreya, let's turn you up a little bit. Let me start to listen to what I'm not hearing that is to bring me to my highest self. What is my soul in there banging on the walls trying to tell me? And I, you know, I keep asking that too. And I keep going into more and more silent meditations. I've really been like focusing my focus there quite a bit. So this also came up for another woman in one of my coaching groups this week. And if you follow me on Facebook, you saw in the group where I said, we ain't no judgy pudgies. I was like, that was a mic drop moment. We ain't no judgy pudgies up in here. That's right. You come and tell us everything, baby. So, you know, she had gone to the dressing room and was trying on bras. And oh my God, don't we all know that terror? Like, who likes bra trying on anyway? It's sweaty, it's gross, it's uncomfortable, and the salesperson's pinching you and all that stuff, right? And they're having you jump up and down. And at this age, the boobs are flapping all over, and you're like, oh boy, right? And it's probably one of the more challenging times to sit there and really practice loving yourself. And so we got in that whole conversation about loving yourself. But here's what I wanted to tell you, because this is another monkey brain episode, right? And where she really can learn a lot from the awareness around what drove her to McDonald's after that, right? She was like, she was tired, sweaty, but like just didn't want to think about how upset she was with herself for how she looked in the mirror. She was having all these emotions around it, right? And instead of processing those emotions, she just wanted a big ass burger to shove it down. And listen to this, you guys. She even made it home, unwrapped it, and sat and ate it. I'm like, I'm impressed with that. I'm like, I would have like probably eaten it in the car, right? In my day when I'm not processing something, I'm probably shoving that in my face in the car, right? Truth be told. So I was like, kudos to you for that. The rest of the group was like, yeah, wow, you know? So anyhow, it was like, what thought led you there? And she was like, I don't even think I was thinking, you know, I was just so overwhelmed. I'm like, no, there are always thoughts in there, you guys. There's always something that's leading you there. And here's the power in that is, and the more you start to recognize it, even if it's after the fact, you can start to stop it in the moment. You have the power. You have the power to stop it. So you can do all of these things to prepare yourself to get better and better at this. And it's very exciting. And listen, you've spent a lifetime not doing this. So don't expect that you're going to do one little worksheet like this and then you're not going to have to do any more work. Right? I do this, some form of this work every single day. This is why in the Me First Guide, there's a mindset tools area. Every day I sit down and say, what will get in my way today? And that's a version of this, right? I go through all the things my brain's going to say. Scripting is another way. So like Shannon, I was telling you her story and how she scripts her day out, right? So she gets herself all excited. So you can do that too. You can write about how your day is going to go. You can see yourself going through it. Visualization, which is the last part of the worksheet I made for you guys, is you just visualize for 1 minute. This whole process should take you 4 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes tops. Right? Like if you're spending more time on it than that, you're overthinking it. Set a timer for yourself. But visualize, close your eyes and see yourself going through the process. You can't believe the power of that, of seeing yourself move through what you're going to encounter that day that's been a challenge for you. You can start to retrain your brain. There's a reason professional athletes visualize themselves doing the event. Right? Because it works, because your body does not know the difference if it's in its mind doing it or if it's your body actually doing it. It doesn't know the difference. So take advantage of that and do it. Okay, so here to recap, you guys. So here's what you're going to do if you're just starting out. First of all, go get the PDF and use this. This is, I call it the everyday brain trainer, because you can literally sit down this with every day, 5 minutes, and say, what is my brain going to give me shit about today? I think I said crap on the form, but whatever you want to say. All right, what is going to be the problem? And then write down your thoughts on either side really quick, and then how you're going to overcome it. And watch what happens, because you've thought about it ahead of time. If you're using the Me First Guide Planner, you could do this in the new thought area. And I, again, I put an example in there for you guys so you can kind of see everything I talked through about in the episode. And the other thing to do is, so you're going to increase the awareness. So just start to notice you're the observer, that you are not actually the thinker of those thoughts, right? You're like seeing the thoughts happen. And the power in that. Meditation. If you're a meditator, if you're not meditating yet, you want to learn, reach out to me. Meditation will help you create a separation in thought process, right? Because you start to connect with your highest, your true self, that thing in the carriage, right? That prana, that life force energy that's inside that carriage, you start to connect with in meditation. And so the other thing is to planning ahead of time, right? Like doing this role playing, we'll call it, on the brain trainer. This is a role play. You're anticipating your brain. You guys know that bullshit it's going to say. So you're going to anticipate it, and then you're going to come out the other side. And maybe you script it out. Maybe you write all those things that, oh, my brain's going to say this and I'm going to say this. Like however you are comfortable with it. You can even do this on a piece of paper. You don't have to have the PDF. I just thought it might be helpful to just be easily have the process for you. And then what are coming up with some ways for you? Are you in the moment, if your brain is not having it, like if I love tapping because it neutralizes the amygdala, it neutralizes that fight or flight in your body almost immediately. So I can tap through for like 2 or 3 minutes and my emotional body will settle down. And when that happens, most often I can tap into my brain and I can make better choices, right? And then remember this from my quitting smoking days in the 90s, you guys. The urge will pass whether you smoke or not. You can steal it. You can use it, you know, maybe perhaps you're going to change it. Not many of us smoke it anymore, but if you are, you're welcome to have that too. But the urge will pass whether you eat or not. The urge will pass whether you do whatever, you know, the urge will pass whether you drink or not. The urge will pass anytime, like when you're riding a hunger wave, if you're fasting. We call that riding the wave, right? We know if you get a hunger wave that you have plenty of storage in your ketones, right? In your fat stores on your body. That if you're riding a hunger wave and you get through it and you just tell your body you're dining in, it's going to pass. Your urge will pass. It's going to go get the fuel it needs. So these are all, hopefully this will help you guys. And I know it's going to help some of the people we are talking through this week, give us some more definite action steps to take to really start changing those thoughts more in the moment ahead of time and looking at them after, just becoming an observer, a better observer of self. And listen, knowing that you're not always going to be perfect at this. It's really hard to make different decisions in the moment. It takes a lot of practice, right? This is why doing all this thought work is so powerful. And all this, I think, spiritual work, connecting with yourself in the chariot, starting to tap into who you truly are. Right? And letting go some of that control and allowing it to be fun. Make an adventure of it. All right, go off and have an experiment for yourself this week. And I'll leave you on Shannon's last little notes here on her post. She said, I swear getting a coach is the best decision I've made on my weight loss journey. First of all, thank you, Shannon. I really appreciate you sharing your journey with everybody. But I agree 100%. It's the best decision I've made in my business, in my personal journey, all of it. Like coaches help you see things and help you look at things in different ways than you can yourself. So if you guys are interested in coaching, I've opened some more private coaching. I'm really having so much fun doing this and helping women uncover this magic for themselves. And so if you want some help or just want to know how maybe I can help you with the next steps, even go to my website and I have some calls you can book there, and we can just see what are the good next steps for you. And I don't bite and I won't waste your time either. It's a lot of fun to get together, but also to maybe open your mind to some opportunities out there, whether it is with coaching or something we do in Me First or any of the other things. So feel free to check that out, you guys. Make sure you get the PDF, download it. I hope you enjoyed this episode and it helps you just kind of think about your thoughts this week. And maybe as you are, you know, going to the drive-thru, maybe you stop yourself in the parking lot or you pause and you take some deep breaths before you take the action, and you're going to start to retrain yourself. Even if you end up not 100% making the action you wanted to, you're going to be one step closer. So don't give up, you guys. It's a process. We've spent 50 years training our brains this way, and we're going to spend the next 50 making them to our highest self, our highest, healthiest self, the road to Shreya, right? Okay, till next week, Slayer out.